Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. This Mishnah tells us, according to biblical law, according to the Torah, it is fine for someone to desecrate Shabbos, violate the laws of Shabbos, if they saw the new moon and can serve as a witness as to when the new month should begin. They are allowed to violate Shabbos and come up to Jerusalem to testify. The rabbis put forth a rabbinic decree forbidding the violation of Shabbos in order to say testimony about the new moon, unless it was for one of 2 months. And that's what this Mishnah talks about. Al shnei chadashim mechallin es haShabbos. For 2 months, the witnesses are allowed to desecrate the Shabbos. The 2 months are Al Nisan, for the month of Nisan, Ve'al Tishrei, and for the month of Tishrei. Why? Shebehen ashluchin yotzin l'surya. Because for those months, they would send out messengers all the way to Syria, even beyond the borders of Israel, to let people know when these months were established. Uvehen mesaknen es hamodos, and based on these 2 months, many holidays are determined. And so for these reasons, they said you can violate Shabbos so that the witnesses would get to Jerusalem as quickly as possible and not be delayed by a day or two, so that when they would get to Jerusalem, the court would have to enact the Rosh Chodesh retroactively and say, oh, 2 days ago, when they were telling us they saw the new moon, that's when Rosh Chodesh was, because then they would have lost 2 days. So therefore they said, you can desecrate Shabbos as the biblical law permits in these two instances, so that the witnesses will get to Jerusalem as soon as possible, and then Jerusalem can send out messengers so that everyone will know when the holidays should be celebrated based on these 2 months. We know the month of Nisan, it has the holiday of Pesach on the 15th of the month, and the holiday of Shavuos we know is exactly 50 days after Pesach. So therefore two holidays are determined based on when the month of Nisan is. The month of Tishrei we have the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So many holidays depend on it, and therefore the witnesses were told to come immediately, even if it was Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, "Ukeshahaya beis hamikdash kayam," and when the temple was standing, "Mechallin af al kulan mepnei takanos hakorban." When the temple was still standing, we had our temple. Then the witnesses would be permitted to violate Shabbos for any Rosh Chodesh. The reason being that on the day of Rosh Chodesh, we bring special sacrifices. If the witness sees, let's say they see the new moon on Friday night, and they can come to Jerusalem on a horse, which ordinarily would be a violation of Shabbos, on Friday night or on Shabbos morning, to let the court know in Jerusalem that they saw the new moon, they should do that, because if they wait till after Shabbos, Sunday is no longer Rosh Chodesh, and they will have lost the opportunity to bring the special sacrifices brought on Rosh Chodesh, which in this case would be on Shabbos. Mishnah 5. Bein Shenira Ba'alil, whether the moon was very visible when they saw it, Bein Shelo Nira Ba'alil, whether the moon was not very visible when they saw it, Mechallin Alav Es HaShabbos, you still violate the Shabbos in order to say the testimony. Now, the reason why the Mishnah is saying this is to point out that one would think, well, if the moon is so clearly seen, then probably people in Jerusalem also saw the moon, and why should I violate it if I live in Tzfat on the other side of Israel? To come to Jerusalem, I'm sure, being that it was such a clear night, that people in Jerusalem already saw it. So the Mishnah says, no, you should still violate Shabbos and come, because you never know who saw it. Rabbi Yossi argues about this, and he says, "Im nira ba'alil," that if the witnesses saw the moon clearly, "Ein mechallin alav es haShabbos," then you did not violate Shabbos, because we can be confident that there are witnesses in Jerusalem who would have seen the moon as well.